The news from Ellensburg Community Radio for Monday, May 6. The Ellensburg City Council meets tonight at 7 o'clock in the City Council Chambers. A discussion of public comment procedures, particularly in regard to people commenting remotely, is included on the agenda. The alley between 3rd and 4th Avenues and Main and Pearl Streets will be closed today to allow for installing a fire service line to serve the Fitters building, which is currently under renovation. The filing period for the 2024 general election is today through Friday. Filing may be done electronically through the Cadiz County Auditor's website or in person at the Auditor's office in the courthouse. Local races include Cadiz County Commissioner Districts 1 and 2, both Cadiz County Superior Court Judge positions, the two 13th District Representative seats, and the 8th Congressional District Representative. The Ellensburg Police Department is implementing a new online traffic complaint form to better address ongoing traffic concerns. The form is available on the EPD's website and is not meant for reporting one-time offenses. A proposed Cadiz County search and rescue facility on Airport Road in Clayholme is moving closer to construction. The public comment period on the environmental review of the project ends on May 16th. After that, the Federal Emergency Management Agency will release its portion of the funding for the project. The 10,300 square foot facility would house the Cadiz County Search and Rescue and a future emergency operations center. University Way overlay project begins today. Roadway surface maintenance will be done on University Way from Clayholme Street to the BNSF overpass near Reeser Creek. The project includes day and nighttime work and is expected to take 2 months to complete. The 20th Annual Economic Outlook Conference is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. today in the Cirque Ballroom on the Central Campus. The speakers will be from state agencies, private industry, and the CWU faculty. The theme of this year's event is Inclusive Labor Policies, Adapting Regulations to the Changing Nature of Work. This month's Community Chamber of Commerce After Hours event is from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Base Camp Books and Bites. The event is open to the public. There will be a discussion of the climate at Ellensburg High School with Principal Bo Snow at the Ellensburg School Board meeting at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at the Ida Nason Aronica Elementary School. A community meeting to discuss proposed commercial sewer rate increases in Clayholme will be at 6 p.m. Thursday in the City Council Chambers. This will be an open discussion with the Mayor and the City Council. The Ellensburg High School baseball team defeated Sela, the number one 2A team in the state, 11-0 on Saturday in the district playoffs. The Bulldogs next play at 4:30 p.m. Tuesday against Othello High School at Othello. A win in that game advances EHS to the state tournament. If the Bulldogs lose, they'll have another chance to qualify for state in an elimination game on Saturday. The Fish Open Table lunch is tater tot casserole, mixed vegetables, a roll, and pears. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clayholme. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clayholme Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 56 degrees. Sunset is at 8:20 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 40 degrees. Winds will be from 20 to 30 miles per hour. This newscast can be found at www.ebergradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio.